Here is NHEHP, NA Gecko Henry Papa. NHEHP. Norway 8 Echo Henry Papa.
KFA EOR for a radio check.
Sounding good here in Lapeer in WAYRC.
AWARC, KFAEOR, yeah, I'm up here in Columbiaville. I just have the uptake and I wanted in my mobile. I just wanted to do a quick radio check to see how we're doing. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. We had repeaters at a temporary location, so people are in or out, but you're not doing too bad. So I'm here at our club meeting. We have no club meeting, but we're putting up some 85-inch TVs for the club meeting. So 7-3, have a good day, WAYRC.
Okay, I believe this is Mike. Thank you, Mike. This is Todd. Thank you very much. 7-3.
You sound terrible, Todd. No, just kidding. Have a good day, 7-3.
NAWRO, good morning, Wally.
Give me a second here, I just hit a panda. Hey, go ahead.
I heard something about you had to take care of puppy this morning.
Last night, didn't get home till 1:30. She's still in the hospital. We're not sure what happened. I mean, she's 10, almost 11 years old, but we were taking her for a walk, and then all of a sudden she just collapsed. So, the animal hospital in Mount Clemens area was too busy, and they only had one doctor, and he was tied up in some sort of surgical procedure. So we ended up taking her to Rochester. They got a beautiful freaking animal hospital there if you ever need one, but you better bring your wallet and somebody else's, but it's like a hospital back there. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear there was a need for that, but it's good that you found that alternative spot. We've had that happen in the family before, too, where it wasn't available.
Yeah, well, it's off Auburn Road, Rochester Road and Auburn Road if you ever need it. It's expensive, but I am telling you what, there's always two doctors on staff, and they had her back in, like, basically a hospital-type thing, and, you know, it looked exactly like a people hospital. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was like they had one table there with two, I guess, nurses or animal technicians, and another table over there with a nurse and a doctor, and I mean, and they were watching all the dogs. It was pretty impressive. So hopefully she pulls through this. They're not sure what's wrong with her yet, but they're pumping her full of fluids, so they think it might be pancreas, but they're not sure. They did scan her, you know, ran her through a body scan. They said they didn't see any cancer, any lumps or masses or anything else like that. So some of that sounds pretty good, but I was shocked how much it was, but then I got looking around and I saw how much money they had in this. I mean, they had complete labs, another wing attached to the plate, okay? They had a cardiac wing for dogs, okay? And they also had the eye doctor for dogs in this place. They could actually do cataract surgery on dogs here.
It does sound almost like a people hospital. Yeah, like, currently, I am petless up here in Richmond. However, there's a family member in Eaton Rapids that has two Boston Terriers, and her blue heeler did just pass. And it was the same situation as that. It was an emergency, and they took her in, and it's like, God, we can't get to her. We're about ready to close, so they had to find an alternative source. But, yeah, that's happened before.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you have any doggies or not, but if you ever need one, that place in Rochester, it was worth the trip, you know. So plus, it was late at night. It was like 10 o'clock, so going across Hall Road was a breeze. So I got her there pretty quick. And they looked, took one look at her and grabbed her and took her right back to the emergency room. So it was pretty good. So I can't complain about the service. So, and they did call me this morning with an update.
Okay, sir. Sounds good. I'm glad it's being taken care of at least, and it's not worse news than that. I wish you luck with that.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. So, yeah, she's been with me a while. She was my, you know, kind of story with her. She was my late wife's dog, and back after she died. It took this dog like 6 months to suck to me. Because she kept looking at the door, kept looking at the window, you know, blah, 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 and everything else like that. So then all of a sudden she became my dog, you know, not just, you know, physically, but, you know, emotionally. And she followed me around every step I made because she was worried about somebody else leaving her. So I've got quite an attachment to this little thing. She weighs a whole 10 pounds.
Totally can relate to that. Our family dog here, I am petless now, but we had a Boston Terrier when the kids were home. And, yeah, she kind of went everywhere with us. We rented a Class C, went up a, kind of a circle tour of the UP. And, of course, naturally, she came with us and just part of the family. You know, I know how that is. And Boston Terriers like to sleep in the same bed and snuggle down. I don't know how they breathe under the covers like that, but that's what they like to do. They're just like little humans out in the backyard, just running around, and you use a little rope on the tree, just hanging on a rope like Tarzan. It was just hilarious.
Oh, yeah. You still got that dog with you, or has he moved on, or he moved on?
Yeah, no, her name was Daisy May, and Daisy May passed quite some time ago, actually. But so the one family member in Eaton Rapids, you know, we had the experience with Bostons, so she ends up having two Bostons now. So a little different in size and a little different in coloring than the true black and white purebred we had. But nevertheless, they're up to the same antics. So it's kind of fun to watch them.
Oh yeah, like I said, Stella, which is Marion's dog, you know, she got away. She saw another dog, so then we were, like, paying all sorts of attention to Stella, trying to get her to come back. I mean, she couldn't have gotten to the other dog. She was fenced in, so there's no way she could have, you know, made it to the other dog. But nonetheless, and then all of a sudden we looked, and mine collapsed, laying on the ground with her paw up. I'm thinking, okay, she got bit by something, you know, because she was favoring one paw, but whatever, it is what it is. On a radio note, I did get one of the Handy Talkies program yesterday, so I do have a template of all the Macomb County ARPFC radios, so I do have a Motorola zone programmed with all their stuff in it, and I'm going to have to find out what Dave wants to use to communicate internally, or if we could just use one of their channels.
Understood. I understand one of the members, Bill, is the one that is going to need to borrow a radio. Just check here, because you're more versed at it than I am. Is it absolutely required that he have DMR ID?
Yes, it is. If he uses a repeater that's connected to Brandmeister, which their I don't believe their portable repeater is. I think it's standalone. I do know a guy that, you know, Phil, ABPR, he knows a lot about it. He used to be really actively involved in it, and then he had some health issues that he tries to avoid crowds now. You know, he goes out to dinner and breakfast and lunch and all the other stuff with all of us and things like that, but, you know, these massive crowds he tries to avoid, which is understandable. I would, too. So he was telling me all about it. But if he talks on anything that's connected, he does need a DMR ID. And they're easy to get. Just go to the DMR ID. Just Google search DMR ID, and you'll have one within 10 minutes.
Okay, that was my thought exactly. I could turn the boss down. He's dispatching again today. He gave me a roster of who's going, so I know it's Bill. And Bill, I did a roster for the club, and I gave it to Dave. And, you know, eventually you'll get a copy too. Everyone with a DMR ID. The one that is deploying with you guys that doesn't is K8WA. And so I think we're going to have to get word to Dave or word to Bill directly. And I understand how simple it is. Just get on there, get the number, because that's going to have to be programmed in the radio that he borrows, correct?
It doesn't have to, but what's nice about it is when he keys up, it will show on your remote display who he is. So that's what's really, really nice. So, you know, just like the days of your previous career, when somebody keyed, you could, you know, you didn't have to listen. You just look at your display. DMR does the same thing. So IT, if you have it programmed in your contacts, you know, 32 or 45, 79, it will say, you know, WADD-WALLY, okay? Or if you don't have it programmed, it will say all my digits. So realistically, you know, well, I heard somebody call, who was it? You could just look at your radio and see, oh, Wally, you know, found me. So that's what's really nice about that. And also the same digits that are used for P25. So if he ever wants to get into the P25 end of things, because those radios are starting to come down a little bit, same thing. It'll show, you know, it shows the number, although P25 has nothing to do with Brandmeister. But it's Brandmeister that it gets a little fussy about using their repeaters and not having a DMR ID. And also, if he ever does want to get into it, and he wants to talk to, let's say, I don't care, China, Brandmeister won't allow him to use their network without a true DMR ID number. So, like I said, it costs nothing. It really doesn't mean anything. And it's about a five-minute application, maybe 10, where they verify that, you know, I forget, WB, whatever you said his call was, it just verifies he is a legit ham with technician or better credentials.
Okay, that was about what I thought, because I am programming mine, and in my ATX wannabe thing, you're allowed to put in actually four, and of course you pick whichever one you're going to use, but you can have four stored in it. So I think that's a little different than Motorola, but my understanding, it's not too hard to, well, I don't know, Motorola, you might have to think ahead of time who's going to be using this radio if we're getting it right. And interesting enough, out of the 30 members, most of them do have DMR IDs. Three of them have double. They have two DMR IDs. So I'm sure we can, you know, they can use whichever one they want.
Yeah, I think Sean has a couple. But like some of them, when they build up their own node, you know, and put it out there commercially, they give it a separate node. So if Sean had one, well, Central Michigan Emergency Network, you know, he's got two or three different ones. But, so, you know, if you're actually talking to him or if you're coming in on a PiStar or whatever they're calling it nowadays, if you're coming in on PiStar, That way, you know, it doesn't get confused. So that's the reason why some of them have. It usually means that they have something to do with owning a repeater that's on the digital network.
Okay, copy and all that. And just to recap, for the crews, and just the crews alone right now focusing, assuming the mobile DMR repeater is not Brandmeister, could we just program 1, 2, 3 for this one radio?
Yeah, or just make one up, you know, so everybody knows it's him. So, you know, like, just tell him to make up a number, you know, as long as it's not there. So, you know, something that, you know, because we'll need a sheet, okay? So, you know, let's say you call him 99959 or something like that. So when you see it, you know, 99959 means, I think you said his name was Bill. That's Bill.
Correct. I will end up making a sheet for you for deployment like that. We'll just pencil in whatever his ends up being. But actually, I guess Paul would be programming those radios, so he's probably gonna be thinking about this as well and having to put in a number, temporary number, just for this deployment. I understand it's pretty easy. We should just have all our members go ahead and get one, just so we can put it down on the chart here.
I just got text that said I'm going to get arrested. Says that I have an unpaid traffic violation.
I don't understand. Rumor has it you're a good driver.
Also, I didn't think they text telling you that they were just come get you. Whatever. It's just amazing the schemes these people do nowadays. Anyway, so yeah, back at that. Yeah, we make a list and we can do that. And Sean said something I might have to help out and do some of those too, because there's so many, you know. And well, that's not a problem. You know, and I'd like to get it so everybody can carry just one radio. So all of these DMRs for that short of distance will be fine. And then, you've got a DMR radio, correct?
Correct. You actually checked me out on it, remember, to get the T-shirt for the Level 2. It is that DM32 UV Bofang, so there you go. I consider it entry level. But nevertheless, it is DMR, and I was thinking about going ahead and programming it and just having it as an extra, but I could program 4 DMR numbers in it to, you know, be totally kosher, I guess. But then again, maybe we won't bother with it. As long as they got enough radios to go around. Dave said he told Oakland he might bring some loners. But that begs the question, loners, and then what the DMR ID, back to square one, what's going to be in there, 1, 2, 3, I guess, or like you said, just a made-up number. I appreciate the knowledge on the relationship of the DMR ID, and you know, like, it's not a call sign. It's not like transmitting without a call sign, put it that way. It's not quite that bad.
And I had heard from a very person more knowledgeable than me, the only person that really gives a crap is the Brandmeister people. So if it's not hooked up to Brandmeister, I don't think anybody cares. So I would be surprised if the mobile repeater is hooked up to Brandmeister. So which is going to be the primary one. Also, if you're programming it, on that list, that 20 whatever it was, the frequency list, those bottom two frequencies, okay, I can hit that repeater from inside my house with a freaking handy talkie. I don't know where that is or how high that is or what have you, but that thing is a freaking powerhouse. And if it's over there, which I'm sure it's somewhere in Oakland County, that repeater is just over the top nice.
All right, I see it. 63 ARPIS 1 and 2. It says it might be in Pontiac, apparently, so that's interesting. When I get the programming done, I'll have to give it a try myself.
Yeah, see if you can hit it, because I'm in, you know, where I'm at, you know, radio hellhole, and doesn't cover squat, and sprinklers are on. That's nice. It's not going to be raining for a couple days. Anyways, it's amazing I can hit it from the inside of this house with just a little Motorola XTR. I'm rich, so I guess over there it's going to be real good. But I programmed one, and I'm going to be driving around next week. I got to go to the west side of the county, so I figured I'll just drive another couple, 3 miles, and drive up and down Woodward and see how the coverage is. But on a handy-talkie, but I'm sure it's going to be fine if I can hit it from here.
Okay, appreciate the information on that. I know exactly what DMR ID relationship is now, and thanks for the 101. So I think I'm going to get back at it. You have a good day, Wally, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. NAWRO, after you.
There you go. Yeah, that's stuff I care about. You know, if I care about it, I study it so hard. I mean, I want to be level 5 of something that I care about, so... That's kind of stuff that I care about, so that's why I research it all to death and listen to everything everybody says. I don't challenge anybody about it once. I always listen to it, and I go, why are they saying that? So very good. All right, you take care, Tim. WAP, pleasure chatting, and this is on my little tape radio.
Great signal, as always, on that thing. This is NAWRO. Have a good one.
Okay, LLC monitoring. Okay, LLC monitoring.
Hey, Tim, you still there? WAPD. WRO, WAPD.
DO Mobile 8 monitoring 33.
WFSM test VHF 1. VHF test 12345, WFSM.
NHWCV, NHWCV, this is K8 Lightning.
K8YNU, good evening. This is NHWCV. Well, day number three is down, and everything's all right there. Just considering your taxes this morning, how did work go today?
We were just nonstop today. Just couldn't catch a break. Thankfully, I'm done, and I'm doing phones tomorrow, and then I'm off.
Well, that's a good thing. Hopefully, there won't be a lot of phone traffic tomorrow. Those sounded like it was one of those days today. Sterling was kind of busy out of station too at times. Can't catch a break there. Can't seem to get caught up, or when you get caught up, it just starts falling apart again. But hey, you're on your way home. Head north.
Yeah, actually, I'm heading to a graduation party. Leo and the kids are already there. One of Vicky's kids graduating, so or graduated, and so we're heading there. Or I'm heading there to get some dinner and then head home.
Oh, okay. Great. Congratulations to them in that life, graduating in that. And, get a free dinner and get to enjoy some family time there, or extended family. So, glad for you in that way.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So, glad to be out of work. How was your guys' day?
Yes, I don't blame you for being glad to be out of work there. Actually, what you're saying about today. We're doing pretty good here. Not a whole lot. More of those sit-down type of days. Like I say, I looked over some of the materials you sent. Got the code there, conduct printed out, get that taken care of, but worked on trying to get that DMR, that program there, and tried what you said yesterday. That didn't work, and the other download didn't work either, so that's all right, all good. But other than that, just catching up on things, on some of the emails. But other than that, we're planning on another barbecue tonight, burgers tonight.
Hey, that sounds yummy. That sounds really good. Yeah, I'll have to bring over one of the cords. Maybe it's your programming cable. I've got a cable that you can try and see if that works.
Whenever, I don't get it. I mean, everything works with CHIRP, but like I say, maybe it's just the radio and the cable, and I don't get even the CYT program. It said it couldn't download that file with a zip drive, and I'm scratching my head, but oh well, that's how it goes there, but at least we tried.
We'll give it something to try. We'll figure something out and get it working.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This is, like I say, looking over a lot of stuff here, a little bit more detailed. I've kind of glanced at it, but at least you got the chance to download some of the documents and look over some of the stuff that pertains to the Dream Cruise and the Code of Conduct and various things like that today. So I'm glad. Glad to get that type of an opportunity. Those sit-down days are good once in a while to catch up on stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I know usually Monday and Wednesdays are my PFC days, the days that I can sit down and make phone calls and emails and do some PFC stuff, but did a little bit last night, so we'll see. We've got about five people going this time. We had a person drop out because they couldn't make it, but it's all good. Not a big deal. It is what it is.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you just gotta work with what you can and take it a step at a time, take it from there, and make it work there. Do the best you can. We're helping out an agency, and you just gotta treat the people that you can take. That's what's there, and just be glad that the group that's going is going and helping out there, and good experience.
Yeah, for sure. It is nice, and we get. I'm looking forward to working with a couple of guys there, and they're excited about it as much as I am, and so it's gonna be fun. It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. Have you down there hit the old stomping grounds there from yesteryear? I'll be interested to see how things have changed. Taking some trips. They have those people that kind of drive around and go through the streets and cities and roads, on YouTube, and it's interesting to see how some things have changed and some things that have not changed. They're still the same. So it'll be interesting in that way.
Yeah. I've got Mike on picture duty, so he's gonna be taking some pictures, and we'll get some up on Facebook, and we might do some videos and stuff like that. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's true as well. The videos are good. Like I say, social media is the place to go with it and advertise. And, I looked through Facebook today at some of the ham radio swap meets. Swap meets, and I saw the Utica had a couple of posts there. The Lark in the Park, and it's just neat to see pictures, see the setups, and interest on ham radio and draw other people toward that interest too.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be good. Got some homeschool groups I'm going to try to reach out to here this fall. There's one out in Shelby and a couple others that are local that I'm going to try to reach out to and see if we get some teams involved and go from there.
And it's going to be CB. That's a great idea. Again, there's homeschool groups, high school groups that you know have an interest in amateur radio, and kids learn and they grow in the hobby. It gives, like I say, it gives them stuff to do. Gets them off the cell phones and the Hollywood stuff, and gets them into you know, something constructive to do, and being able to talk around the world or use the technology constructively in that way. That's a great idea.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So I'm hoping it works out. We'll just give it a try and go from there. Trying to get some younger guys involved as well, and you know, younger community. You know, trying to cater to that aspect of things, and get some of these young guys and gals involved.
I agree. Well, good luck in that. Hope things work out, and let's say it might open another avenue again. Whether it's ham radio, whether it's dispatch or emergency communications, and again, the technology that's involved, you know, more than just Facebook and text messaging and that, you know, like I say, using it with ham radio and taking the technology from there, and learning and growing in that way.
Yeah, for sure. And even, you know, the volunteer aspect of it, you know, to promote volunteering and community service and stuff, it's important. It really is. K8YNU.
Yes, that's it. You know, again, as we talk, you know, it's not a lot of volunteering that goes on today. It's a small investment. You know, instead of going to college, spending a lot of money in college or training, and then discover, hey, I don't want to do this. You know, it's a pretty inexpensive way. You're giving some time in civic duty to your country, your state, your area here. And there's just a lot of good aspects to that as well.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. At least give it a try and go from there. Either way, it'll be good. It'll be good advertising. Good, good chances. You know, good opportunity to try to, you know, get out there. And so we got Tammy's been working on postcards for new hams and advertising that way. So I appreciate him and his hard work and his dedication to doing that. It's pretty awesome to see the group of guys that we have together. They're just as excited about ham radio and excited to grow this team as much as I am. And we all work very well together, I think. So it's pretty cool.
Now the postcard, that sounds like, again, a great idea. Something, to hand out, has some basic information or points you in the right direction to a website and that. And, I like that idea, too. Again, it's the little things like that try it out and see, and again, it's one of those things that goes a long way.
Yeah, it does, for sure. He's done a good job on it. A lot of good information there. And he's found a way to where he collects a database of brand new hands, and they're local. It's not something that we're sending them all over the place. It's
local hams here within Macomb County and send them out, and hopefully we get some bites.
Wow, absolutely, absolutely. I like the idea. That's again, it's, you know, it's very creative, and you know, again, it's an inexpensive way to do that. Or again, someone, you know, willing to give time like that and you know, to create and to put that put the pieces together and make it move. That's good stuff. I like it.
Yes, we got some very talented guys on our team. I think good thinkers, and you know, everybody from, you know, Sean all the way up to, you know, Tim and, you know, Paul and Mike, Wally. You know, these guys are smart guys, and definitely appreciate them. Definitely looking forward to seeing good results and good things happen. And you know, it's not just one person. It's a group and a team, and so it's pretty cool.
NAWCB. In fact, I looked at that too. I went to that grid, that program you sent me a while back, and you sent me an email about too. Here a couple weeks ago, and so I went through that a little bit more today. Just looking at the list, it's like, my goodness, group that's working in that, and the other guys, like, man alive, this is pretty neat to see. It's very encouraging.
Oh, it is. It is. It's cool too, because it's like we got guys that, like John. He's a newer member, and then Joe. He's another newer guy. And, like, these guys are smart. They know what they're doing. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see everybody has a task and a goal, and you know, to get the team growing and working and. Being available for Macomb County and the communities here in Macomb County.
Yes, indeed. That's good. Again, I think that's great. And, you know, again, then you've got some guys that have been around a long time, and you know, they can add some knowledge to it. That might not be, you know, AEC or, you know, or in that type of the leadership group, but they can offer, you know, experience and wisdom in the hobby and experience in the past with the group. So, again, it's a good thing.
Indeed, I'm glad. So, well, Dad, I am destined to hop out and grab some food and meet up with the family, relax tonight. It was a busy day, but appreciate you coming along and the good conversation. Hopefully, you guys have a good night. Enjoy your barbecue. Enjoy the burgers, and hopefully, get to talk tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Getting ready to fire up the grill here in a few minutes. But hey, you got your own grad party to go to there, family and friends there. And again, wish the graduate there congratulations, and tell your family hello, and like I say, and enjoy some food, fellowship, and at least you kind of unwind before you head home. But tell the family hello, and thanks for the ride along tonight in conversation. We'll have to do this again tomorrow. 73s and 80s, you and the family. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk tomorrow. 73s and 88 to your mom. K8YNU, clear.
KE4ZYQ. I want to be adopted. Just kidding. You guys take care. Have a good night.
You too, Joe. 73 say, I hope you have a good evening. NAWCB is clear. Take care, Joe.
Yep, I appreciate it. Yeah, I just sitting down and watching the news and listening to the radio and eating dinner, so couldn't help but overhear a little bit of the conversation, nothing major, but like I said, I wanted to be adopted. I need a father. I wouldn't hurt to have another brother. I only got one left. But anyhow, you guys have a good evening and enjoy the rest of the weekend and the week to come. K4ZYQ, clear. And eating dinner.
K-C-H-E-L-Q.
I don't.
1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1, 1-2-3-4-5. Can you hear me over here, Paul? Hello, can you hear us? Yep, I can hear you. Here's me keyed on both 800 and VHF. 1-2-3-4-5. You got no audio on the output?
KE4ZYQ monitoring if you need a third opinion or a second opinion.
No, we're good, thank you. All right, Paul, you should see you got audio now. Okay, here's me, he's 1-2-3-4-5, the ball with VHF 800. So I'm feeding them both, so you should hear me. You got audio on the output? 1-2-3-4-5.
KC80LQ. Are you hearing me, Dan?
ZYQ over here in Clinton Township. Signal is 5960 over.
Hello, this is KE8RBN.
This is KBRA.
And Henry.
And Henry.
Trying to see if anyone is monitoring the repeater before we go to bed. Hello, this is?
KBRN, this is Henry.
This is KE8RBN and Henry. Seeing if anyone, you know, calling CQ, making a quick contact before we gotta go to bed. Again, this is?
KBRN and Henry.
This is KF8CFR. I hear you. I can't remember the call. I'm actually driving.
Hey, I got the KF, I got part of the call sign there. Hey, thank you very much. I know you're driving. It's KE8RBN. This is Carl and my son Henry.
Hi, I got little five or little ten.
So he's excited to use the radio for a little bit, so we're going to do this before movie time. So I appreciate you answering our call.
Oh, no problem. Hi, Henry. Hopefully you enjoy your movie. Yeah, I'm up in Bruce Township, just north of Romeo.
KE4ZYQ, does Henry and old Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? I think I stepped on you there. This is KE4, ZYQ. Does Henry know Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck?
I like Goofy.
Alrighty, well, this is Joe in Clinton Township. Hey, Henry. But I think Mickey Mouse is over here. I don't think Goofy is, but Mickey Mouse is.
Hi, you're Mickey. Hi.
And we can see if Donald Duck is here. Mickey just said hi. Donald Duck, he laughs a lot.
Hi, Donald.
KE4, is ZYQ?
Goofy.
Well, I think Goofy just walked into the room. Hang on a minute. Let's see if Goofy ain't Goofy. Hey, good evening there. How you doing? Huh?
Hi, Goofy.
Yep, I think we all went back now. But Katie Force, do you like it? Well, how old is it Henry? How old is he? Oops, I'm sorry. I think I stepped on Henry there, whatever. How old is Henry?
I can't see that number
three. Well, we'll see if anybody else is out there wants to talk to you. KE4ZYQ, Joe, standing by.
Yeah, this is KF6CFR out of Bruce Township. I'm going to back on out here and find your ride home. So you have a good evening, Henry, and watching the movie. And we'll catch you on the air later at another time. 73.
KPRN, bye-bye.
KE8RBN, so Mama came down and we're going to go do our movie here. And hey, Henry, you want to say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Goofy.
Thanks, Goofy.
And thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for talking to me.
Okay, this is KE8RBN.
KBRN.
73.
73.
Going clear.
Going clear.
Oh, very good, Henry. Nice talking to you, Henry. K4ZYQ clear.
KCAEJT.